I think everyone else is here.
I need Mick to sign that.
Mick?
Where's Alan?
Are you here?
I'm not here, yeah. Okay. There's a reason for that. I've been told that many times. Approval of the minutes. Helen, will you make a motion, please?
Yes, I make a motion to approve the previous board meeting minutes.
Can we get a second?
Second.
Got a motion and a second?
Yes.
All those in favor of approving the minutes as published, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same signal, or same sign. Minutes are approved. Gussie, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We have three certificates to award this evening for Eagle Scouts, or four. Two of the young men are not here, but we have their certificates in the office, or Roger's going to take them with him. I think everyone is aware of how important Boy Scouts are in the development of young men. The many young men who are in Boy Scouts, very few are able to achieve Eagle Scout. And these four young men have. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of sacrifice. And they're certainly to be commended. And so we'd like to have them come down. Justin Mushill and Nick Tolliver. And Roger, will you come up? Certificate for your hard work in becoming an Eagle Scout.
Thank you.
Would you like to address the group and tell them some of the accomplishments that you had to earn this honor?
I don't really know what to say.
What was your project?
Yes.
I built tables for the speech and hearing clinic at SIUE so they could work and be at ease when they're working with the kids, so the kids would be at ease. And there was a dry erase board, but instead of being a dry erase board, it was made out of plexiglass, so they can follow the movements on the other side.
Very good. You're Justin?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And would you like to say a few words about your project?
Yeah, sure. I'll take a stab at this. My project was... At the great school that I went to, St. John Newman in Maryville, they have a greenhouse that was previously built by another kid in our troop that used that as an Eagle project. But mine was, we dug a pond about 4 or 5 feet deep just to kind of attract some of the wildlife around the area so that the kids could kind of look at it when they went outside for their biology class or whatever they needed to do. So, yeah, that was my project.
Just want to say something about their troop. In the last 3 years that I know of, we've made 8 Eagle Scouts. Am I right, Mr. Tolliver?
Yes.
So anyway, we got a little very active troop. I think we got, 13 guys now?
We have 13 boys that are involved, and some of the older boys have aged out, have stayed with the troop as adults.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Tolliver is one of our leaders. Thank you.
Thank you. Is Miss Hanks here? Amy Hanks? Brad, would you join me? There's the board right there, if you just want to leave. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I get the distinct honor of recognizing Amy Hanks. The County Board of Madison County Resolution honoring Amy Hanks for being selected to Macy's Great American Marching Band. Whereas in 2006, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade began a tradition of honoring the skills of the top high school music students in the country by comprising the Macy's Great American Marching Band. And whereas each year, music students are selected from every state in the union to come together and perform in the parade in front of over 3 million live spectators and over 50 million television viewers. I'll be one of those. Whereas Amy Hanks of Edwardsville was selected based on her skills and as a performer, as well as her academic excellence, and whereas Amy will be part of the premier color guard of the prestigious band representing the state of Illinois, whereas the Madison County Board congratulates Amy for this achievement and for the hard work and commitment that has brought her this honor. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the County Board of the County of Madison, Illinois, that it is hereby honors Amy Hanks for being selected the Macy's Great American Marching Band representing the state of Illinois in the 88th Annual Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. Adopted on this 20th day of August, Alan Dunston, Chairman.
Amy. We have one speaker, Robert Meyer. Mr. Meyer, will you come down, please? Mr. Meyer, you'll have 3 minutes, and we won't start until you address the podium. And at 2.5 minutes, you'll hear that, and then I'll give you 30 seconds to round up. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, board members, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Bob Myers. I'm the legislative coordinator for Beta of Illinois. We're the motorcyclist rights group in this state. We represent over 649,000 licensed motorcyclists. We just had a law passed in June. It was a poker run bill, and we had to have it immediately. Madison County was the first ones to step up and pass a great ordinance on it, and I'm just here to thank all of you for doing that, and I'm sorry Jim Dodd's not here. I heard he argued for us adamantly. I've known Jimmy since 50-something years. But I am using your ordinance for other counties. There's a few other counties that are they're taking it above and beyond what it should be taken. And I'm using yours and Jersey County's application as a reference to go by. And I hope you don't mind that.
We don't mind.
But on behalf of all the motorcyclists in Madison County and the state of Illinois, I thank you very much for jumping right on board with that. It was a good ordinance.
Thank you for the good words.
Thank you. And while I'm here, I want to extend my hand out. If anybody has any issues or concerns with motorcyclists, get hold of me, and we can work things out. State's Attorney Gibbons has my number. Bill Hain, the county clerk, Bill Hain, State Reps Beiser and Kay all know me personally and can get hold of me at any time. And I look forward to sitting down with Mr. Gibbons in the very near future and having a discussion with him. Thank you again.
Thank you. Oh, yes, yes. Is Frank Miles here? Frank, can you come down? Frank is here to recognize the CSBG scholarship winners. And he will introduce him and give you a little synopsis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the board, ladies and gentlemen, of the many programs administered by Madison County Community Development to help the people of our county, one of the most important is the Community Services Block Grant Scholarship Program. This program rewards 12 deserving county residents with scholarships to continue their education or occupational training at accredited Madison County institutions. The education or training that the students receive as a result of this program provides important, needed assistance and helps each student become an even more viable, contributing member of our county and our society. I'd like to thank Jennifer Roth, the Madison County Mental Health Board, Marsha Wickenhauser of the SIUE Alumni Association, Michael Weber, representing the Madison County Veterans, and board member Liz Dalton for participating in the selection committee for this process. And I'd also be remiss if I didn't thank our educational institutions, Southern Illinois University at Edwardsville, Lewis and Clark Community College, and Southwestern Illinois College, along with our sister department of Madison County Employment and Training for their participation. So it's my pleasure to introduce, we just had a small reception before the board meeting, and some of these scholarship recipients are still here. And it's my pleasure to introduce the 2014 scholarship recipients. And I would ask that each recipient present to please stand when I call your name. Melissa Baer of Godfrey, Corey Howard of Cottage Hills, Denisha Jackson of Alton, Dayton Ripley of Godfrey, Vanessa Murray of Glen Carbon, Sabrina Sidora of Edwardsville, Megan Arnett of South Roxana, Ashley Bonvicino of Granite City, Gloria Brown of Granite City, Jessica Bryant of Granite City, Noelle Pecker of Granite City, Brandon Lepper of Edwardsville, and Jill Harper of Cottage Hills. Congratulations to these recipients.
I would like to mention that two of the young men who were Eagle Scouts were not in attendance this evening because they're already off to school. So that's the reason they're not here. And Roger, you're supposed to take their certificates, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Okay. Debbie?
Chairman, we have correspondence tonight, a letter from Shell Oil regarding a project in Roxana. Public notice from Illinois Environmental Protection Agency, a letter from the Illinois Department of Juvenile Justice regarding the inspection of the detention home, a letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding the approval of a very large contract. We have the monthly reports of the county clerk, the circuit clerk, the recorder, the monthly report of the coroner, the monthly report of the regional superintendent of schools, the jail population report from the sheriff's department, and the treasurer's monthly investment report. That's all, Chairman.
Thank you. You want to bring in the appointments also?
Quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
The appointments this evening are the Shoto Island Drainage and Levee District, Louis Chenko, Jr., is recommended for reappointment to a new three-year term. Shoto, Namioki, and Venice Drainage and Levee District, Daniel Tweet, is recommended for reappointment to a new three-year term. The County Ditch Drainage and Levee District, Kenneth W. Mueller, is recommended for reappointment to a new three-year term. Glen Carbon Fire Protection District, Ron Foster Jr. is recommended for appointment to a term to be determined by the lot of the Board of Trustees. Joey Cruz is recommended for appointment to be determined by a lot of the Board of Trustees. The Metro Board of Directors, David Dietzel, is appointed to a new 5-year term expiring on January 21, 2018. New Douglas Fire Protection District, Jeffrey Lesko, is recommended for appointment to an unexpired term of George Lesko, who has resigned. The Pontoon Beach Water District, Beverly Hopper, is recommended for appointment to the unexpired term of Greg Patton, who has resigned. That's all.
Can we get a motion, please?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Just a quick question. I don't know if Brenda can answer this or not, but what is the why aren't these termed appointments in the Glen Carbon Fire Protection District?
I can't answer that.
If that's, you don't mind.
Brenda?
Because when you appoint trustees, one, in this particular situation, they're going from a 3-person board to a 5-person board, and the length of the service is one will be a 2-year term and one will be a 3-year term. So they're, I think, basically going to draw straws after the once they're appointed.
Okay, great. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Motion Mr. Chairman. Approve.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
What is the Metro Board of Directors? What's their function? I'm just curious.
That's the old Bi-State Development Agency, the bus system, MetroLink, all okay. of that. Madison County has 2 members on their board.
Got it. Thank you.
We had a motion. Who made the motion?
Kelly.
We had a second. Dot. All those in favor of the appointments, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Buildings and Facility Management Committee and Finance and Government Operations Committee, Mr. Adler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Buildings and Facilities Management Committee.
Excuse me, Mr. Adler. It's been requested that you separate out number 2. Thank you.
The Buildings and Facilities Management Committee, with your approval, Mr. Chairman, has 2 resolutions which will be adopted separately. I move to renew the annual building management system support contract for various county facilities.
You make a motion? Yeah. Who made the second?
Okay.
Roll call.
You're voting on number 1, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Motion passed.
Mr. Chairman, we have a second resolution to award a contract for construction of a storage building at the Madison County Wood River facility. I make that a motion, sir.
I have a statement, Mr.
Did we get a second first here? Okay, very good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm Mick Madison, and I sit on that committee. When we went over this, I just wanted to let everybody know I voted no on this. I'm going to vote no today. There was not a plan that came through for us to see what we were going to be building. We since have resolved that as of today, actually, and that will no longer be a factor. I did want to also mention the money that's coming in the next section, C2, for the appropriation of this project. It is a direct result from some property that we sold. We received the money for that property, and we're building this building in Wood River with that money. I'd hoped that we would have spent some of that money or held some of that money back for the upcoming jail project that we all know is out there. And I'm not sure what's going to be remaining left here, but I would like to recommend that we at least hold that money back.
It looks like it's 6-1, half a dozen the other, Mick. We're spending it one place or the other. They're both going to... going into capital projects, you know. It's not like we're putting in the general fund.
This was extra money that we weren't going to receive before.
That's right. So we're picking up building a building that we never had before and whatever else that we...
It's an additional project over and above what we already had laid out in front of us.
So this is, Mr. Chairman, this is a storage building to replace the one in on the property we sold the city of Edwardsville. Am I correct in that?
Yeah. Is
that?
It's to replace it, but it's also an expansion for additional storage for the emergency management, health department, facilities management. It's more space than we're losing.
Okay. Was there any consideration? I mean, I'm all for having sold that property to the city of Edwardsville. There was 8 acres there, I believe. We sold it for $800,000, roughly, right? But was there any consideration given? Because when I went and looked at that building is on the western side of that property, on, I think, the extreme western side. So was there any consideration given to just carving that out, I mean, an acre, and selling them 7 acres rather than 8? Because if we, I think I understand what Mick's saying, it seems a little silly to have sold a building that we need just to rebuild another one. And so
yeah, it wasn't discussed. I mean, we determined the shelter care property to be surplus property, and the city of Edwardsville approached us as they had a public safety purpose for using it, and went through the committee, had several meetings about it, and we decided to move forward. The facility in Wood River isn't just replacing. Currently, the storage building at the shelter care property just houses maintenance of snow plows and lawnmowers and things like this. This facility will be a much more significant facility. Emergency management will store a lot of their emergency response equipment in it. So we're increasing our capacity to store this type of equipment. We have a lot of equipment that's stored outside right now. We're going to be able to bring it indoors. It'll just give us a better capability.
So we do have equipment that's being stored outside, yes, at this point? Is that true? Okay.
Yes.
Is that right?
That was one of the concerns. We've got some very expensive equipment that we use for emergency management that sits outside for long periods of time between their use, and it was deemed that the committee believes that would be a better idea to keep that equipment undercover.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Roll call. Motion carried. Is that all?
That's all, sir.
Thank you. Finance and Government Operations Committee, Mr. Holliday.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, we ask that the summary report of claims and transfer be added to our list.
You want to bring the rest of them in?
Okay. Number 2, immediately emergency appropriation capital project, Wood River Storage Building. Number 3 is immediate emergency appropriation special advocacy fee fund. Number 4 is immediate emergency appropriation CAC NJS Foundation grant. And number 5 is resolution approving construction contracts for the Southwestern Illinois Flood Prevention Council. And we so move.
Good. Second.
Number 2 is split out, correct?
Yes, number 2 is split out. Okay. It is split out, didn't you, Doc?
I did not say that, but we can only vote on 3, 4, and 5, and then we can come back to number 2 if that's okay with you, Nick. All right. We'll be voting on 3, 4, and 5.
Roll call.
It's placed on 5. Mr. Chairman, if I may go back, I want to ask that number 1 be placed on file as presented. I think that's the way I should have brought that.
Okay.
Now we'll vote on number 2, which is the immediate emergency appropriation capital project for the Wood River Storage Building.
You make that in the motion?
Yes, I do.
You have a second?
Yes. Yeah.
Second. Ellen did. Okay. Okay. Yes, Helen.
Did you want to?
I second.
We have a second, Helen.
Yes.
We have a second.
Okay. Any discussion? If not, roll call. Motion carried. Is that all you have, Doc?
While I'm up, sir, if I can bring in the Health Department Committee report and just ask that this activity be placed on file as presented also.
Thank you. We'll be done. Grants Committee, Mr. Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. The Grants Committee has five resolutions this evening. One, a resolution authorizing a park and recreation loan to Shoto Township. Two, a resolution authorizing a park and recreation loan to the Village of Bethalto. Three, a resolution authorizing home funds to Justine Peterson Housing and Redevelopment Corporation. Four, a resolution authorizing home program funds to Justine Peterson Housing and Reinvestment Corporation. Five, a resolution authorizing home funding for Madison County Housing Authority, Madison County Homes, Venice Rental New Construction. I move for their adoption.
Second. Roll call. Is there a question? Any questions? Roll call. Motion passed. Planning and Development, Mr. Meyer. That's you, Bill.
Did we do the health already?
Yes.
Okay, I guess I missed that.
Well, that's when he's taking a snooze.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
You dozed a little bit.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Planning and Development Committee has the following resolutions for your approval. Please note that in your packet there, Zoning Resolution Z140023 was tabled again this month, for another month, and also Z140029 was tabled in committee. Okay, so finding fact and recommendations and two resolutions. I so move approval.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carried. Anything else?
That is all, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Public Safety Committee, Ms. Glasper.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members. We, your Public Safety Committee, would first like to submit our report, and I ask that it be placed on file. And would you like for me to bring the next item in also?
I'm sorry, Gussie.
Would you like for me to bring item H in?
Yes, please.
Along with the Finance and Government Operations Committee, the Public Safety Committee would like to make a motion to accept the resolution to purchase new equipment for 10 new vehicles for the Madison County Sheriff's Office. And I do move for their adoption.
We got a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Carried. Anything else,
Gussie?
That's all I have. Thank you. Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee. Who is on that with Mr. Chicano?
I am.
Will you bring it in, please?
Mr. Chairman, fellow members, the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee recommend the adoption of the property trustees' resolutions that each member has a copy of.
That
so
sign.
Move. Adopt.
Motion.
I'll second it.
Got a second?
Yes.
Any discussion? Roll call. Motion carried. Transportation Committee, Mr. Simonissen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. The Transportation Committee has two resolutions for your approval this evening. The first being an agreement funding resolution for West Swartz Street resurfacing in the city of Edwardsville. And number two is a resolution establishment of altered speed zones in Jarvis Township or Jarvis Road District. And we also have the Transportation and Finance and Government Operations Committee has one resolution, and that's a resolution to purchase one diamond boom mower and a rear cradle for the Madison County Highway Department. It's been approved by all members of the board, and I move for its adoption.
We get a second?
You did.
Oh, okay. No discussion, roll call. Motion carried. Any new business?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I'd like to remind everyone that the
St.
Paul Catholic Church in Highland is having their Kirkenfest this weekend. And it's some of the best bands in the area, the best food in the St. Louis area. It's really fun. So I'd like to remind everyone to come.
Been there. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Anything else? Not a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.